This is number two of the Supernatural Spirits Magic School course. Now, for Supernatural Spirit Magic, you need magic. And it's all well and good buying books or going online for magical rituals or buying the Wiccan Bible. You, of course, will have no success with magic, and we're talking about supernatural spirit magic, not conjuring, because of course you don't have the magic to manifest change in reality. Now, supernatural spirit magic is making magic a science, so of course the missing part of all of the stuff that you can get online or in books is that magicians like myself were trained primarily in ritual and all of the technology of sucking up magic so that when we carry out our rituals, reality changes in confirmation with our will. Now, for you, with no access to magic and locked out of the system because you've never been given access to it, you can simply be a normal person, go along to Freemasonic monuments, try and suck out the magic from them, go into churches, try and suck out the magic from them, try and suck out the magic from Illuminati events like the Super Bowl or the Olympics. None of it will work because the magic of the Illuminati is that they lock out the non-Illuminati from using the magic. And this is defined in the Illuminati seal on your dollar bill, the I, which is us magicians, and all of you in the pyramid, locked in the stone pyramid, locked away from magic. Now, of course, with supernaturalspirits.com, you buy magic off us, and you, of course, have the supernatural spirit magic positive psychotronic crystal and the supernatural spirit magic negative psychotronic crystal. Both of these are psychotronic generators, which is the fancy military scientific name for devices that store magic, the force, and all the other fancy names for magic. But basically, it's the stuff that allows you to change reality and allows you to get the man or woman of your dreams, make them besotted with you with love spells, make people give you loads of money, make your bosses promote you, gives you protection from psychic attack so that bad luck doesn't come your way, allows you to change your body and face to become prettier and younger and heal yourself. All of these standard low magic spells are all available to you on supernaturalspirit.com, and they are all included in the seven levels from neophyte all the way up to Adeptus Major, following the Golden Dawn system, which derives from the end of the 19th century and was the magic school which taught Aleister Crowley, who used his magic to defeat Hitler. Now, being able to collect and store magic was developed by Dr. D, the Elizabethan magus who had his clairvoyant psychic, an Irishman called Kelly, who could use quartz crystals in order to amplify his clairvoyance and link him with other levels of reality. And in the case of Kelly, the most well documented were when Kelly used the crystal ball, the quartz crystal, to clairvoyantly communicate. In modern military terminology, that's called remote viewing. And Tim Riefat has written 3 books on psychic warfare and remote viewing, and knows all of the military technology as well. Basically, if it's paranormal, occult, psychic, Tim Riefat's the world's leading expert on it. And if there are military experts who say that they know more than Tim Riefat and are super secret because they can't talk about it, then they're liars, because Tim Riefat is not only the world's leading expert in any area of the paranormal, psychic, and the occult in public, but in the super secret black ops military field, he is also the world's leading expert and has basically gone after them and taken all their power. Now, Kelly communed with entities that call themselves Enochian angels. And these Enochian angels taught Kelly Enochian magic. And Enochian magic was the basis of Elizabeth the First's and England's change from being the poorest country in Europe, about to be conquered by the Spanish with the Spanish Armada, to the end, when they'd used Enochian magic, the richest country in Europe, and Spain and its military forces had been decimated, because of course the Spanish Armada was sunk by a magical superstorm, and the loss of the Spanish fleet of course reduced Spain from a premier nation to a defeated nation without actually massive warfare at sea going on between the Spanish and the English. So you can see, of course, magic allows you to wage war and change your economic position from the poorest to the richest. So you can see, of course, why magic was the super secret backbone of the British Empire, and why, of course, Dr. D also led the spies who later developed into MI6, or the Secret Intelligence Service, made famous by James Bond, who, of course, is a paid assassin for MI6. Now, Kelly looked into the quartz crystal, which amplified his clairvoyance and allowed him to remotely view, enter into different levels of reality. And the Enochian angels taught Kelly how to store magic in quartz crystals, in his crystal ball. How? Well, when he was watching them, they would form a vortex, the angels dancing around the head of the pin, and the dancing of the angels in a vortex would be clockwise to store magic, which would be used to do positive things, make things grow, heal people, make people rich, make people younger, love spells, etc. And the Enochian angels would dance round in a vortex in an anti-clockwise direction, and witches have a fancy name for clockwise, anti-clockwise, since, of course, in supernatural widdishins, etc., in supernatural spirit magic, we're turning magic into a science, so we just speak in plain language without all of the arcane bullshit that is supposed to make the teacher of magic seem important, when in fact the concepts are very, very simple. So when the Enochian angels, these entities from another plane, moved round in a vortex which was anti-clockwise, you could store magic, which was negative, which could be used to make people ill with the evil eye, give them boils, warts, give them diseases, bring bad luck or economic collapse. Or in the case of Dr. D, this anti-clockwise vortex could be filled with magic, negative magic, that when inputted into the atmosphere would produce the anti-clockwise movement of the air, an anti-cyclone, that if given enough magic, negative magic, would produce the superstorm that destroyed the Spanish Armada. So you can see, of course, the Enochian angels gave Dr. D, who was the educated magus, via Kelly, who was the clairvoyant, the technology to utilize magic. So with quartz crystals, which have the Enochian angels inputted into them, when you have the Enochian angels moving around in a clockwise direction, a clockwise vortex, you can produce supernatural spirit magic. Quartz crystals that can store magic pumped into them. And if you have Enochian angels in quartz crystals, where the Enochian angels are moving around in an anti-clockwise direction, you can store yet again magic, but this time magic which is negative. Magic you can use for negative purposes, or as we'll explain as we set up all of the magical tools, implements for magic, ceremonial magic, you can use them to power your magic tools and amulets and talismans and all the other paraphernalia of ceremonial magic, which we will go into in minute detail. All simplified without all of the arcane bullshit where you don't understand a word of what you're uttering, which might, of course, be committing your energy or soul to things you don't want. So, of course, that's why I would strongly advise you never to practice any sort of magic where you don't understand every single detail of the ritual you're carrying out. Now, these Enochian angels, when inputted into quartz crystals or into objects like the stone tables used for Enochian magic. So with Enochian magic you have five tables. One for earth, air, fire and water, a fifth for spirit. On top of them you have a checkerboard, which is 12 by 13. The 12 is the number for positive manifestation. 13 is the number for negative manifestation. So 12 would be where you become a millionaire and have a nice trophy husband. 13 would be where you carry out the reality change on your enemies, so they of course become impoverished and get divorced, or any other negative reality change. So you can see on top of the stones, which are charged by Enochian angels dancing around in them, you can then manipulate the magic of earth, air, fire and water and spirit by moving basically chess pieces on top of the board to tune reality, basically in modern language, to tune the computer to have the algorithms of reality change in the magic of earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. So you can see, of course, Enochian magic is easily explainable. Instead of having the angels, which are remotely viewed by Kelly in the quartz crystal, the crystal ball, he then moves them into the stone tables, earth, air, fire and water, and spirit, and moves the angels around in a clockwise direction in the stone table for the 12, and an anti-clockwise direction for the 13 of the checkerboard, and does that to all five of the tables using the master crystal, the crystal ball, which he has, of course, made a stargate, a portal to another dimension, another level, where beings which aren't human and can manipulate magic are available to charge objects using the master crystal and the master observer. So Kelly does all of the work, and the educated Dr. D, who knows all of the technology, because he's a trained magician, he can read and write and has read loads and loads of books. All of this, he then is the brains behind Kelly, who's actually doing all the stuff, because Kelly is a psychic who can actually commune with the angels. So you can see, of course, it's not enough to have the knowledge with Dr. D. You also have to be like, have a partner who, like the X-Men, is a Jean Grey, not only a telepath, that part's an aspect of clairvoyance, but a telekinetic, who can cooperate or move the Enochian angels round to produce the clockwise vortex for storing good magic, and the anti-clockwise vortex for moving negative magic, storing it. Now, Colin Bloy was a magus. He could douse. So, in fact, he had the ability to douse earth energies with his hands, so he could feel energies. But, of course, he wasn't a full clairvoyant, and I was. So, when he met me, he, of course, leaped at the chance to repeat Dr. D's work, because remember, MI6, people like Crowley, have developed the knowledge from Dr. D's times, but people like Kelly, these super psychics, are mutants and not people you can find in the public school system. Remember, Colin Bloy was a member of MI6, public school boy, blah, blah, blah. I, of course, was the mutant, like Jean Grey, a psychic who could do the clairvoyance and the telekinesis. Now, in the modern day, we have the situation where, unlike Kelly, who came from peasant stock, Tim Riefat was also born a peasant in the British state, but in for baby boomers like myself, highly intelligent peasants like myself were sent off to grammar school and educated to the same level as the public schoolboys. In fact, I went to a grammar school that had public school borders, and then sent to university for free and educated. So the peasant who was like Kelly, a super psychic, was then educated to a level above the magus, Colin Bloy, because, of course, I'm a scientist, and Colin Bloy, like most public schoolboys, was trained in the classics. So he could not approach the magical field as anything but the occult. I, of course, being a scientist, made magic a science, but could do all of the clairvoyant stuff that allowed me to make these magical crystals that allowed the storing of magic. Now, of course, as a scientist who's also the world's leading expert on every aspect of psychic warfare, the occult, the paranormal, I have all the secrets of the Russians, the American military, the British, etc. And in Russia, these vortexes, which can store magic, are called torsion fields. And these torsion fields can travel at speeds which are almost instantaneous, much faster than the speed of light, can pass through any shielding, for example, Faraday cages, and basically, you can see that if you store magic in these vortexes, which in scientific terms are called torsion fields, you can then project the vortex out of your crystal, your supernatural spirit, psychotronic crystals, which store magic, at a target. So the vortex is pushed out of the psychotronic crystal with the supernatural spirit magic contained in it. And if it's a positive vortex, which you put around the person you wish to do magic on, then that person will have positive benefits depending upon the ritual you have done to prime the magic in that vortex. In that, in science, it's called a torsion field. Similarly, if you do a ritual and project the vortex from the negative supernatural spirit magic psychotronic crystal around the target, or and do the ritual to prime the magic in that torsion field vessel, which was contained in the crystal, but which then projects the magic out, does the influencing on the target, which is negative, then comes back to you. The magic, of course, depleted by the ritual. Then one can see that this is the basic concept of supernatural spirit magic in its simplest form. So you can see, of course, why you're spending $150 at the neophyte level for the supernatural spirit positive magic psychotronic crystal, and $150 for the supernatural spirit negative magic psychotronic crystal. And if you want to have more powerful vortexes up to the Adeptus Major level, then of course you can send off for the $1,000 supernatural spirit positive magic psychotronic crystal, and $1,000 supernatural spirit negative magic psychotronic crystal. But of course we keep it to the neophyte level for all the people out there who are starting and are not into becoming professional magicians, into becoming adepts. And the magic, of course, will last you a year. And at the end of the year, you simply can renew the magic in your psychotronic crystals. Now, the next step, of course, is how do you get the magic to put in the vortex, this torsion field, which is the name for it in Russian military parlance. And they got this torsion field concept from the Nazis, the Ahnenerbe. And the Nazis, of course, got it from occult books. Remember witches dancing around in the circle. In order to generate vortexes, which they then project at a target to do positive or negative magic. So how do we get the magic to put in your supernatural spirit magic psychotronic crystals? Well, of course, luckily, Tim Riefat was given all of the keys to the Illuminati network of magic by his teacher, Colin Bloy, the 007 of MI6, who used this magic to destroy the USSR and destroy the unions, which were afflicting Thatcher in the early 80s under Arthur Scargill. And as his spiritual son, all of the power, all of the access to the system came into Tim Riefat's hands when Colin Bloy died in 2003. Because remember, it's passed on upon the death of the Magus, the vortex, think of the vortex, two huge vortexes of positive and negative power, which are fed by all of the Illuminati monuments on the planet, which go back to the pyramids in Egypt, and the temples in Babylon, like the Temple of Baal in Palmyra, which Isis blew up, and of course the pyramids in Central South America. All of these collect magic. And of course all of the Illuminati are doing rituals to make more magic, the Olympics, football, NFL, baseball, the worship at concerts of pop stars, the worship at cinemas. All of this is collecting magic. Churches, which collect spiritual magic. You've got two types of magic, essentially, as we've explained. The earth energies and the spiritual energies. And, of course, the 007, being the bloodline of Dr. D, who was the upline for all of the magic in England, is the upline for all of the magic in the Western world. So it doesn't matter that other Illuminati or the bloodlines want to use the power. The 007 is the upline for all the magic in the West, and has to give of his own volition this magic to the 13 bloodlines, the elite, to use, and has to agree to give the magic that is his rightful dominion to the bloodlines. So of course Crowley's mistake, because he had to be made the 007 to destroy Hitler using the magic. You can't have more than one 007, because the inception of magic defines the magic. And we know that Western magic was defined by Dr. D and Kelly. Now, of course, this means that Crowley could, once he defeated Hitler, be drained of power by a Kelly in the employ of the 13 bloodlines, so that the magic vortexes, the positive and the negative ones, which were his dominion, he's the upline, he's the owner of them, could then be taken away from him. So he died in penury in a boarding house in Hastings, and of course was cremated in Brighton. So of course if Tim Rifat wanted to not only be the spiritual son of Bloy, but linked to Crowley and that magic, he'd have to be born in Brighton, which he was. Same with Colin Bloy. Colin Bloy, of course, was the Magus, but I was the Kelly, but I also was capable of being the Dr. D. So for the first time in history, we have in Western magic the inceptor of magic, the Dr. D, and the Kelly, the super psychic, the Jean Grey character from the X-Men, being in one person, which means that Tim Rifat can't be drained of magic by a super psychic in the employ of the elite. Because when the super psychic tries to tap in and then move the magic from, say, Crowley to someone else, Kenneth Grant was the apprentice of Crowley, and of course would then defer to the royal family, who want to own the magic, Prince Michael of Kent, who's the leader of the Freemasons. Similarly with Blois, Blois could lose all his magic to a super psychic in the employ of the royal family to give it to Prince Michael of Kent, who's the leader of the Freemasons, who wants to be the upline for all the magic. But in this case, Tim Riefat was the super psychic, so when another psychic tries to do the exchange, can't, because any other psychic on the planet is at a disadvantage, because not only am I more psychic than them, but I've got all the magic, and I've got all the knowledge of a Dr. D from the other magus. So that means that when they tried to take the magic away from Colin Blois, by bankrupting him, he was a Lloyd's name. They did the same with Crowley, bankrupted him, massive court case, which is the symbolic vivisection of the magus to transfer his magic via a super psychic to someone in the employ, or in this case, Prince Michael of Kent, the leader of the Freemasons. It didn't work. So when they bankrupted him, I think it was 1990, around that, when the Lloyd's names lost all of their money. Look it up on the internet. The magic didn't transfer to the royal family, but stayed with me. And when Colin Blois died in 2003, the entire magical output of the West came to me. So that means I can fill up your psychotronic crystals with all of the magic that the Illuminati in the eye are supposed to have, but have been locked out of. You can imagine they're very annoyed about it, but that's their problem. But now, of course, being the archmage of the Illuminati, being a Dr. D and a Kelly, so not only do I have all the knowledge, but being a super psychic, a telekinetic, and a clairvoyant, ESP, etc. type person, like Jean Grey, who has the magic, the power, it means that I can't be stripped of the magic by the normal methods. And that means that the Illuminati have been frozen out of all of the magic that they're supposed to be using to control the world. And that means that I can fill your psychotronic crystals up with magic that they're supposed to use. But now, of course, they're completely locked out of the system, and I can now sell it to clients and customers of supernaturalspirit.com. So that, like Harry Potter, you can start doing real magic using the magic that the elite, the Illuminati, would be using, but they can't because they've been locked out of the system forever. And the only way that they can get back in to the system to use the magic is if I would have children. And these children would then be married to children of the bloodlines. So that that's the only way the bloodlines could get back magic that they've lost. And of course, it's no good cloning me. Because, of course, a clone has none of my magic. So basically, they're locked out of the system forever, which allows me now to control magic. So it's like having the most important commodity on the planet, which has made the Illuminati the controllers of the West, quote-unquote, quadrillionaires in the case of the banking elite. All of this commodity, which is more important than oil, gas, or electricity, now under my control and able to be sold year by year to trainee magicians who now can become real Harry Potters. Thank you.